Grace, mercy, and peace be yours from God our Father and the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. What makes the Good Shepherd good? What makes the springtime spring? What makes the birdies sing? Is it all the same thing? Does it have anything to do with David, the Old Testament king? When I think about Jesus being the Good Shepherd today, I think we could use one word from the text to kind of summarize what it means for Jesus to be the Good Shepherd, and that is simply the word good. What does good mean? Well, good is a word used in the Bible many times. In the Old Testament, we heard it right away in creation. After every day that God created something, what did he say? And behold, God saw what he had made, and it was good. Said it six times through creation. On the seventh day, he then said, behold, it is very good, after he created man. Good is something we hear about from the beginning. Later in the gospel, one of my greatest things I remember from the scriptures about Jesus is a man comes and says, good teacher, what must I do to inherit eternal life? And Jesus, how does he respond? Does he go to that question or does he point out the fact that he said good? He said, why do you call me good? No one is good except God. The G in good might stand not just for good, but also for the word God. In other words, do you believe if Jesus is good that he's God? Because no one is good except God alone. That means all of us, unfortunately, are not good. But that Jesus himself is truly good. And if he's the good shepherd, that also means he's the God shepherd, doesn't it? We thank God that he revealed to us that he is truly good and his mercy endures forever. Romans 3:12 says, no one does good, not even one, except we might know it as Jesus, the good shepherd. Hebrews says, never tire of doing good. That's something we do as Christians. We try not to ever tire of doing good. Our lives should be looked at as a way, something we can do good for our family, good for our world, by working, studying, living life, enjoying life, participating in community. That's good. The O in good, what could that stand for in our text today? I think of other shepherds. Other shepherds. He talks about other shepherds in the text, a way to compare himself, the good shepherd, to other shepherds. That's how you know the good shepherd. Look at the other shepherds. What are they like? Hired hands. What are they characterized by? They care nothing for the sheep. How do you know? When the wolf comes, the hired hands, they flee. And then the wolf snatches them and scatters them. That's what the other shepherds do. If you want to know the good shepherd, look at the fruits. Look at what Jesus does versus the hired hands. They flee. When trouble comes, when the evil one comes, they flee. They don't want any part of that. They don't want to get scratched up or hurt. Yet Jesus, he stays put. That's the good shepherd. He stays when the wolf comes. He's not afraid of the wolf. He fights the wolf. He keeps the flock together. He guards. He protects them. He cares for them. He knows. That's another O. He knows them. It's in the middle of the word, but it works. He knows them. How does he know them? By name. And they know him. That's what our God is. Our good shepherd knows us by name. We're not just a number to God. The church is full of all these. No, we're all names of God. Maybe for the statistical report to the Synod this year, I'm just going to send everybody's name and say, you count them. God knows us by name, right? Not just by numbers. Who cares about the number? God knows you by name. And you even numbered the hairs of your head. So that's really important to God, right? Another O, the second O in good, might stand for what? Other sheep. Jesus talks about other sheep. That's how you know he's a good shepherd too, because there are other sheep. I must bring them in also, Jesus says. The mission of God is important. You think about the good shepherd. You don't just think about Jesus taking care of a social club called the church. There's other sheep in the world who don't have a good shepherd. He cares about them too. He cares about the whole world, every single one. He's the good shepherd. His mission is to come to the world to die for not just the sins of the church, but the sins of the whole world. That's how you know the good shepherd. He dies for all, not just for some. He is the good shepherd of the sheep. He comes for all. He's a missionary God. He cares about those who are not in the church. He must bring them also. Another O from that second O in good might be the word one. One. He says, so there will be one shepherd, one flock. There may be many denominations in the world, the Catholic Church, the Lutheran Church, the Methodist Church, but really there's only what? One shepherd, one flock. You know what Martin Luther said, what the church is? He had an article of faith in our Lutheran confessions about what the church is. He says, even a seven-year-old knows what the church is. Little sheep, we hear the voice of the shepherd. That's a good biblical answer when to define the church. It doesn't say that in the Bible, the church is, but he says, you want to know it from reading the scriptures? Little sheep who recognize the voice of their good shepherd. That's what the church is. The church is one. It's throughout the world. It's those who believe that Jesus is the good shepherd. Those who hear his voice and believe. The D in good, what does that stand for? Several things. From the text, you can think of several things. One, you might say from D, is down. He says in the text, I lay down my life for the sheep, and I also raise it up again. Down and up. The season of Easter that we're in right now reminds us of what Jesus came to do as the good shepherd, to lay down his life that he may also take it up again. Jesus says, the Father has given me that authority to lay down. No one takes it from me. I lay down my life for my own authority. I have this charge from my Father. It shows the willingness and how close and how loving our good shepherd is. He doesn't just care for us from afar. He lays down his life for us. That's how you show how careful. He's not just going to use that crook to keep guard himself. He's going to lay down his life for the sheep, the good shepherd. Another D word is from our epistle today, good deed. Talks about, it also says, what is the great good deed? That we also lay down our lives for our brothers and sisters as the church. We'll do it imperfectly. He'll do it perfectly. But we should lay down our lives, help bring others into the church. We sacrifice of our own offerings to help the mission of the church, to bring in others, to invite others, to spend time together as a church family, make sacrifices for our children's sake, for those outside the church, that they too may know God as good and loving and kind. We lay down our lives for one another in that sense. Another D in the text, dominion. Dominion. What is Jesus' dominion like? It's wonderful. He's a good shepherd. We use that word in the text today between in the gradual. His dominion is from everlasting to everlasting. The good shepherd's dominion is one in which he truly cares for the church. That invisible reality that extends throughout the world with one shepherd, one flock. God's dominion is here because the good shepherd has done his work for us. The cross is all behind us. The open tomb is now ours. The Lamb and his kingdom that has no end. That's the dominion. That's what makes God in Christ Jesus the good shepherd that we cling to and know. Praise be to God. Amen. And now may the peace of God, which surpasses all human understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in the faith in Christ Jesus. Amen.